Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on working with grief with sound. Our intention is to be able to process our grief and go to a place of enlightenment where grief is no longer a problem after, of course, processing the grief. That's our intention, to be able to go to a place of peace, stillness, and love again. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. We've got our summer classes coming up. We've got the Sound Healing Certificate Program starting May 26th. And you can still get a bit of a discount if you pay in full in the next week. We've got that's a 3.5-month program. We also have the summer intensive version going on during the summer, which is June 7th to the 20th and August 2nd to the 14th. Although you could easily do just the first half, June 7th to the 20th, and then do the rest online, or just not do the second half if you wanted to just, you know, get involved. We've already got quite a few people signed up. You can still get a little discount too if you sign up this week for the summer intensive. That's 10 to 9:30 every day, and it's really good if you're out of state or out of the country to fly in. You can even stay at the school for $200 for the whole day. We don't have any beds or showers, but there is a gym like a block away that you can actually go take a shower at. So that's the Sound Healing Certificate Program, which is the first semester of the Associate Degree Program. So you can continue into the Associate Degree Program in the second semester come September. So that's happening. We also have the exact same program online.
The online Sound Healing Certificate Program starting April 23rd. It works really well. We've got it with live instructors or by video, or you can do a combination. And you can email me if you have any questions about that at david@soundhealingcenter.com. All of the information for all of the classes is at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the audio recording program starting May 26th, and we have the intensive version from July 1st to July 31st for learning how to run a digital audio workstation, to do recording, to be able to add binaural beats and just to get people really high. So that's also at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. We also have some events coming up. We've got the New Living Expo, where we're going to have a sound healing panel with a lot of different people. Don Estes is coming up from Los Angeles. We also have Lupito, who is the owner of Crystal Tones, who is the manufacturer of the Crystal Bowls, main manufacturer in the world, and as well as Emmanuel will be on the panel. So if you're local, it's going to be April 24th to the 26th, and our booth number is 434. That's down in San Mateo. We also have the Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat, June 27th to the 28th, and you can stay to the 29th for a meditation up on the mountain. That's at Stewart Hot Springs, and we've already got 33 people signed up. So it's an incredible workshop right on a river, with the energy of Mount Shasta and the hot springs there. It's beautiful. And it's only $185 now if you sign up by June 1st. It's good if you're interested, sign up right away, because there's we're about to run out of housing at the retreat, although there's plenty of housing in Weed and Mount Shasta itself. So that's, again, you can check at the soundhealingcenter.com for that retreat, June 27th and 28th. We also have the Sound Healing Conference coming up September 11th to the 14th. We've got some major people. Dr. Mitchell Gaynor who is the main doctor in the field. He's been on Dr. Oz 4 times now. And we have Jill Peirce, who is one of the most powerful shamanic healers on the planet. She's been doing it for over 30 years. We have James Oshman, who is a biophysicist. He talks about, you know, the actual physical aspects within the body that go on with sound healing. And, of course, Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, who is one of the main researchers in the field. And about 40 others. We have many music, about 15 music groups. It's a major deal. It's an indoor conference and an outdoor festival. And you can find all the information at globesoundhealingconference.com. Globesoundhealingconference.com. Still have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. It's the number one selling book in the field. It's available at Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've got the Sound Healing Store, which is at soundoflove.com. soundoflove.com. We've got all types of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, I mean, everything you could imagine, including a lot of technology. We have sound tables, sound chairs. We're also looking for reps to sell the sound tables and sound chairs as well. We have Sound Pod, which is like a little miniature 3x3 cube that's like a subwoofer that you can put on the body with the cymotherapy frequency. Are really amazing frequencies. They are the most well-researched frequencies in on the planet. And so that's at soundoflove.com. At soundtherapycenter.com, we also have the all the different treatments that we do. Emmanuel does voice healing. He's now, people that he's worked on claim that their cancer is gone. 85 people now say their cancer is gone. 4 in fourth stage cancer with metastasized cancer, completely gone. One guy with AIDS, AIDS is completely gone. So we do that. He does that online or over the, on Skype or by phone. We also have, we can find your soul frequency on Skype. We can do voice analysis. There's a lot of other treatments we can do as well, including what we're working on today, what we're talking about today, and that is grief. You know, grief, I think, is one of the most important emotions to be able to deal with. And it's not always bad. It's interesting. If you look at all of the lists of emotions, in fact, let me pull it up. This is really quite amazing when you look at it. Even Esther Hicks and Abraham put grief as a really bad, low emotion. And if you look at Wikipedia for list of emotions, grief is right in there with horrible pain. Let me pull it up here. It's really quite amazing. And grief is not necessarily bad. Grief can be beautiful. A lot of it is the attachment to whatever is lost, especially if it's a close loved one or someone that you're in a relationship with, a loving relationship. I mean, people commit suicide over this grief. People kill each other over this grief. It's really, put emoticons in emotions. And it can be really stressful for people, but it's not. Doesn't have to be bad. Okay, here's our list of emotions. Okay, so we've got sadness. Under sadness, here is grief. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, here's the list. Sadness. It's in the same category as depression, despair, gloom, glumness, unhappy, grief, sorrow, woe, misery, and and melancholy. But that's crazy. That's horrible that they would put it there and not talk about the good grief. Because grief doesn't have to be painful. Grief doesn't have to be painful. Especially, you know, if you've got a loved one that died, someone you're really close to, a relative, parent, the worst is your child. It actually doesn't have to be painful. And that's really interesting. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not sadness, but the sadness does not have to be painful. The sadness can just be a sweet sadness. Now, we've in our second semester program, second and third semester, we actually have classes on how to deal with grief, an entire class, a class on how to deal with depression, how to deal with anger, how to deal with PTSD, post-traumatic stress, how to deal with ADD. We have all the students come up with treatment plans for each of these. And so a lot of this information has come from years of students coming up with different plans for grief. The first thing that we've learned about dealing with grief is there's two main stages. Some people talk about five or six stages, but there's really, most importantly, two. One is you're not grieving at all. You're not sad. You're not crying. You just move on and go about your day and stop it. That's the first step. And if you're doing that, the whole plan is to bring you into the sadness. You need to grieve. Unless you're a super enlightened being, you really need to grieve. It doesn't just leave your body, you know. The second stage, though, is to, could say get above it, but it's really going to a place where it's okay. The loss is okay. In fact, going to a place of gratitude. Going to a place of peace. And that's the trickiest part. I had a woman in the online class who, when she first started, she said that when she was telling about herself, she said, yeah, my husband died a year and a half ago. And she said, I cry every day. And I thought, whoa. Well, she's not having a problem grieving. She's grieving just fine. But she's not moving over it, getting past it. Now, the problem here is grief doesn't really have have a deadline. It doesn't have a timeline. Grief happens on its own timeline. However, it's interesting that that timeline can be moved forward or backwards based on how you deal with getting over it. So, check this out. I was in a class about 30 years ago, and in the class in Santa Cruz, this teacher says, okay, everybody pair up and tell something really deep about yourself. And so I got hooked up with this woman, and she started telling me this story where she said that her best friend, yesterday she was with her best friend the day before the class, in a beach north of Santa Cruz called Panther Beach. And her friend got carried by the tide down into the rocks and was killed. And I'm like, what are you doing here in class? And she said, well, it was really weird because she felt immediately that it was okay that her friend was dead. She said there was a big crowd, there was paramedics trying to revive her, and she was dead. So she actually went walking up to the road, and there was a guy up there who had a guitar. He says, what's going on down there? And she said, my friend just died. And she told him that it seemed like it was okay. And the guy played a song for her that made the song, that made it, the song made it completely okay that her friend was dead. So I'm like, whoa, I don't know what I have to tell you about myself after that, you know. But anyway, that night I went home, and I was telling my roommates the story about the woman whose friend had died. And my roommate, Andrew, who's a cosmic being, this guy is a light being, really beautiful person, he says, yeah, I've never played a song like that in my life. It was my roommate who played the song for this woman that I just met that day in class, who had had her friend die the day before. I'm like, whoa, oh my God. So then, about a year ago, I heard that my friend Andrew was in Kauai, in Hawaii, and was on a bicycle and got hit by a car and was killed. And my first thought was, it's okay. It's okay. I think ultimately you could, if you're enlightened enough, you could go to a place of it's okay and have gratitude for what you had, for the time you shared together, instead of anger or despair. However, you know, a couple of years ago, my first kitty died. My cat's name was Joy. And I can't imagine going to a place of just okay without being sad. I mean, I grieved for a week. And here's where we get to the sound part. In the first stage of actually being sad, again, it doesn't have to be despair. It doesn't have to hurt. The key is to allow the sadness. We love sad songs. Sad songs are not bad. In fact, the trick is to be sad. So many people skip the first step. And it's like, oh, I've got to go to work. I'll lose my job. Well, your mom died. You've got to be sad. And the deal is, don't try and cheer somebody up. Don't try and cheer yourself up. Let yourself be sad. When my kitty died, I listened to sad music for a week. It was perfect. I was just grieved and just felt it. And very quickly, I mean, I cried. I loved my kitty. But there was no angst around it. I was sleeping fine. And in fact, at one point, I went to the store, and I was looking around, and I was thinking, whoa, all these people are just kind of busy. And I was totally in my body. I thought, oh my God, what a blessing. I am totally present with what is. So the first thing with sadness is to be sad. And there's that could mean sad music, playing sad music. It could be singing a sad song. It could mean wailing. I mean, doing the sound of a wolf. It could be just making sad sounds. Let yourself be sad. It's okay. Sadness is not bad for the body when there's no angst. Like, depression is bad for the body. Misery is bad for the body. Despair is bad for the body. But sadness is not. Otherwise, we wouldn't be listening to sad songs. I mean, half of the songs on the radio are sad songs. We love songs in a minor key. Let yourself be sad. It's okay. That's the deal. So the whole thing is, if you're not working with, if you haven't grieved, to do what you can to grieve. So interesting. I know people, I mean, in the, sadness is such a problem in our society. A lot of people think it's wrong to be sad. I mean, I remember when I was on the football team in high school, you know, they said, what, are you going to cry? Well, yeah, my arms hurt. It's okay to be sad. It's even crazier in the military. Oh, your friend just died, was killed, or you just killed somebody? Don't be sad. Grip up. Oh, my God. Unbelievably horrible. In many cultures, they grieve for at least a week. Some cultures grieve for 6 months. You've got to let yourself be sad. Otherwise, it will come out in other ways. So it's all about doing sounds, music, or instruments that evoke this sadness, that let you go into that sweet, sad place. It doesn't have to be anxious. So I've got song. Let's see what song I want to play here. Let's play the song Good Grief. This song was created with the intention of releasing grief. And it's got a really sweet sound that gets very powerful and then goes back to peace. So let's listen to this. That song actually does get more powerful and kind of brings you out of grief. So it might be a little bit early for a person that needs to actually just grieve for a while first, because, again, you don't really want to bring people up, although it is nice to get people out of the depression. And if people are depressed, then that's a whole other matter, because they can go into the depression or resistance to the grief. That's probably the biggest problem, is the resistance to the grief. I was talking with a psychotherapist a few years ago, and he was saying that it all comes down to grief. Anger, fear, all of it ends up with grief. And so it's really one of the most basic emotions. And it's often interesting because it's really the biggest problem is people are just afraid to grieve, or they don't know how to do it. You know, it's like, again, in the military, it's like you never cry. You know, as a guy, you never cry. You're not supposed to cry as a guy. And so people are so into, like, cheering you up. It's crazy. It's okay to be sad. It doesn't hurt your body to be sad. The next step is to actually move past it, over it. Now, it's not like the sadness goes away. It's just you put it in perspective. And you put it in perspective as it being okay or gratitude. When my kitty died, I went through all the things that I was grateful for. I made a whole list of what I was grateful for having had my kitty. I mean, my kitty would give me a high five when I put my hand up. My kitty would give me a kiss if I put my finger to my nose. You know, if I sneezed, she would get up on my chest and start purring. She was just an amazing kitty, right? And so to make a list of things you're grateful for, because that's the next stage, is really to get to a place where you are back loving yourself, back in your body, back in just being your own frequency, connected to source. Running gratitude, love, compassion, like we always aspire to do. That's the whole point. We're meant to be happy. Although, again, you can't rush the grief process. Although you can move it along if you work the process. If you do work on, okay, it is okay that someone died. I don't think that woman at the beach was actually stuffing it. She really felt and knew it was okay. It's the wheel of life. It's the circle of life. It's natural. It's okay. Of course, it hurts that they're gone, but it's okay. Thank you for the time we spent with them. And then you can make the sound of gratitude. And do the sound of gratitude for a loss of a relationship I just had. Myself for this relationship. And it's interesting because I'm really still grieving. I'm very sad. Very sad. But I can still already start going to a place of gratitude, and it's okay. It's okay is like, sometimes I might dip back into that sadness. But then you keep working on the gratitude sound. But it's okay. One of the keys of getting out of the despair of grief is to simply love yourself. You may be missing love from this person. That's our biggest thing. We miss the love. They helped inspire love in us. They gave us love. We were able to open our heart and love them. They were sweet. They were funny. They were kind. Now they're gone. So the trick is to reconnect the cord that was connected to them back into you, to love yourself. I've got a song here that is about loving yourself. It actually was originally created for weight loss. So it's about 10 minutes or 11 minutes. So let's listen to this song and just focus your energy on sending love to yourself. Even if you're not grieving, just go for it. It's always good to love yourself. So this is the weight loss song, but it's really the intention here that was embedded in the song is about loving yourself. There is no grief when you love yourself. You're filled up. Don't play the weight loss song. problem with grief, of course, is distractions. Worst case is alcohol or drugs or self-inflictions. Again, there's so much fear around just being sad. It doesn't have to hurt. You can just be sad. Crying is actually feels good. It's like whenever I cry, I'm thinking, oh, cool, this is it. I'm going to feel better. Crying is releasing. Crying is the deal. Whatever music you can find or sounds you can find to cry, set your intention to cry. It's really the whole deal. But ultimately, the main thing that helps you get over it, if you know how to do this, is bringing in universal love, running universal love in your system, bringing in that love from above so that there is no pain. If you can't do that simple just to love yourself, send love to your own heart. Play songs about loving yourself. Just send the sound of love to your own heart so you feel good. Because you can be sad and just still feel fine. Ultimately, when you end up with it's okay, in gratitude, connected to source energy, that's the ultimate place. Grief is everywhere. If you really tune in to the suffering on this planet, which you really can't help because we're all connected, grief is a part of being on the planet. But there's also joy. There's also love. There's also gratitude and compassion. There's also pure, amazing source energy, all of which have sounds associated with them. So, ultimately, the trick is to zoom out, to go to that place of oneness where you see it all at once. Point of awareness where you're totally at peace just watching it. Oh, they're gone. Oh, I still have love in my heart. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the time I had with them. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the energy. See it all at once. Be still and at peace. So, again, our intention is exactly that. To be still and at peace. Ultimately, grief does not have to hurt. Grief is a beautiful process that brings you into your body and lets you feel again. And once it's done, party. Celebrate. There's many cultures that just celebrate afterwards. I was just in Bali, and they actually saw a funeral procession, and then I came back later in the afternoon. There was a party going on. They were just celebrating the life of the person. Celebrate. So hold these energies throughout the weekend, throughout the week. If you're grieving, hold these energies forever. many lifetimes, so we're always whole.